How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, welcome to another hour of Travel with Stephanie Abrams. I'm actually thrilled you're with us. And I have such a spectacular hour ahead of us, which we're going to experience together as we make it happen. You and me. If you've missed any part of today's show, in the last hour, as you know, we're a three-hour show. So if life calls you away from your radio, please note that by the middle of this week coming up, you go to sabrams.com, and find the show notes. And we continue to feature for 2.5 to 3 months the last shows, so if you've missed something, you can scroll through and see what it is you've got to find out about. Especially today, because we're going to be talking with somebody in Malta today, and I'm sure we're going to be referring to experiences we had when we were in Malta, and there has to be at least already 9 hours of radio program content that we created in Malta. Couple of those hours we created right here at Studio 35 in the beautiful Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, where our studio is, the heart of the Berkshire Mountains. And in spite of that, there were people we didn't get to talk with while we were in Malta. So I said, you know what, we'll line them up and we'll catch them. They're not getting away from me. Because these are people that have something special to share. And I have to tell you something. There are destinations in the world that unless individuals have family history, have a particular interest in some period of history, have some unique interest in something you find only in certain places in the world. If not for those special interests, most people in America, even the most sophisticated of travelers, have never been to Malta. Don't know much about Malta. Maybe you've never even heard of Malta, which is horrifying. And I have to tell you, this is not only one of the best kept secrets in America, but as it relates to what is in the Mediterranean and borders the Mediterranean, it's one of the best kept. I've talked to people lately about, you know, you leave Malta and you take a part of it in your heart with you. It's one of those places that you're planning your next trip to come back before you've ever left. And I've had people say to me, never heard of the place. Where is it? You know, we're not great on geography. I think that could be part of our problem. This is a place you need to know more about. So I urge you, not just encourage you, to go to sabrams.com and or travelers411.com. Put the word Malta into the search box. All of the interviews with the people that we did at the forts and at various, you know, at hotels, at restaurants, at historians, at palatial wonderful places, people involved in theater and music. And if you have a passion for some special interest, I'm going to tell you right now, you can find it in Malta. Doesn't matter what it is. Whatever your interest, this relatively small place is overflowing with everything from beaches to the most incredible forts and cathedrals and palaces and architecture and music and dance and fabulous food and a pastry shop I fell in love with to the point that I'm ready to go back to Malta just to go into that pastry shop again. It's like being in Vienna. And you need to watch my blog, sabrams.com/blog, and go scroll around on my Facebook, because I've done some superficial things on my Facebook just to give you a feel. But the serious work goes into the blog, and hopefully a lot of it is already there, so go have a look. But I'm not done yet. And I'm not done with introducing you to the heart and soul of Malta. And one of the things that I truly believe in is that everybody should know what it's like to live like the king. And if your budget does not allow you to live like the king for every night of your trip, make your first night of arrival a big splurge and something special. And maybe, if you can work it out, the last night of your trip. And as many nights in between where you can stay somewhere and feel like you've gotten to know what heaven is. So we're going to go off and talk with such a place, the Carinthia Palace Hotel, by way of getting all the things, information we need to know from its general manager, David Woodward, in Malta, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get tickets now for John Williams Film Night, coming August 19th at 8 p.m. at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. One of the Tanglewood calendar's most consistently popular evenings. Joining Williams on stage will be Andras Nelsons. Hear classic cinema scores from Harry Potter, E.T., and so much more. Get tickets at bso.org or tanglewood.org.
I have on the line with me, live from Malta, David Woodward, the general manager of the Carinthia Palace Hotel, and this truly is a palatial place, where the staff is amazing. The place is amazing. You know, you can have an amazingly gorgeous place, and if the people just are uncaring and miserable, the experience falls flat. So you've got the best of all things, the best of all worlds at the Carinthia Palace, a place that when you approach the hotel surrounded by lush gardens and you enter this wonderful, welcoming, beautiful reception area, you know you've picked the right place to be. And I was very lucky because I was directed to the Carinthia Palace Hotel by the Malta Tourism Authority, since the only time I was ever in Malta before was in May of 2001, when I spent a day in the capital city, Valletta, as a passenger off a cruise ship. It was a Holland America ship, the New Amsterdam. And I was invited as the guest of the cruise line representing my company. I was at the time the second in command, the executive vice president of a $1.5 billion travel company, and they were partying their top 50 or 100 customers, really. I mean, we gave tens of millions of dollars to that cruise line yearly. And they invited us on a 12-day Mediterranean cruise, and they stopped in Malta. And God bless them for that, because that was truly my first taste of Malta, and it was a tidbit of an hors d'oeuvre. You cannot think you've seen Malta by stopping for a day on a cruise ship. So if that's been your experience of Malta, start planning to go back. And you can't go wrong choosing the Carinthia Palace Hotel under the stewardship of its general manager, David Woodward. Thank you so much for joining us, David.
Pleasure, Stephanie. Pleasure.
How long have you been the GM at the hotel?
I've been GM for 5 years now. And I moved from Spain before, where I lived for 5 years, and before that I lived in Malta since the 2000. So I've had a good two spells of Malta, all in all, some 15 years, which I've loved very much.
Where in Spain were you?
I was in Mallorca. I was in Malaga, and I was working for a hotel development company there who were building a new resort in Puerto Banús. And that was a lovely experience because Spain is Spain, southern Spain, but next to Gibraltar is a beautiful area. But it's much bigger and it's not as personal. Malta is a blip on the map, as you know. It's just south of Sicily and a small island the size of Gibraltar or slightly larger. But it's so warm, and it's not only its climate, but the people, a mixture of Arabic, Maltese, and English dialects, and the majority of people can also speak Italian here as well. And it's a real mush of people and a home Mediterranean style of living that I've never experienced before in my life. And that's why I came back after having been away, and now I'm going to live here for the rest of my life. My daughter lives here, and my family, so we're happy.
And the brand new grandbaby.
And a brand new grandbaby that I didn't know anything about how to handle that, and I still haven't, but I'm learning quick. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with David Woodward, the general manager of the Corinthia Palace Hotel in Malta, a place you have got to go to. Amazing. It's a combination of Paris and Barcelona and Rome rolled up into a great big anything but a mush. It is just a gorgeous place, an island destination surrounded by the sea, the most incredible landscapes, seascapes, fabulous food, fabulous people, and so much to do. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide the live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Gardens and House, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls, and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sand.
It's and Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
That goes sail.
I am so happy to have David Woodward on the line with me, General Manager of the Carinthia Palace Hotel in Malta. Malta being just off the coast of Sicily. And you can actually take a boat. A ferry. It's about a 2.5-hour trip that I'm going to take on my next trip to Malta. And there will be many next trips because I had the pleasure of spending, oddly enough, 5 nights and 4 days. It's usually the other way around, isn't it? 5 days, 4 nights. Now, this was 5 nights and 4 days because we arrived at the hotel at midnight the first day. So the first day was kind of gone. We checked in just before midnight. Into a gorgeous suite that you could have landed a jumbo jet in with a patio terrace that we never had a chance to sit down on. I looked at it longingly and lustfully because I would have loved to have stretched out there for an hour or a day. But we had so much to see and do, especially since we really didn't have 5 days. We only had 4. And so... And we were just running at top speed and really passing you like ships in the night at that time, weren't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when was the first time you actually stepped inside the property that is the Carinthia Palace Hotel?
2012, August. That's when I first came here. And God bless them, the company Carinthia, who owns, as you probably know, some 10 hotels, as a family, they own these 10 hotels across Europe, but primarily they have their latest pride and joy, which is in London, central London, right by the embankment. And they spent a lot of time on putting that together, and the chairman of the company spent all his time in London dealing with that. And as a result, we needed to spend some time back at the home base where this hotel, having opened London, this hotel, which is the original hotel of the company, built by his own hands, Alfred Bazzani, in the mid-80s, needed some work doing, and it was time to bring the old colonial girl back to its former glory, and that was my brief to do just that. It's a 150-bedroom hotel. It was opened in 1982 by the Duke of Edinburgh from London at the time. There's a very strong English connection, as you know, from the Second World War. It's very colonial, very English colonial, and warms the hearts of many older European and particularly English people who stayed here many, many times now since that time. And so the objective was to bring up the home base hotel in Malta to the level of the new base, the newest hotel in London, which is a five-star beauty, equal to and comparable to the Savoys and Claridges of this world in London, for those of you who know them, and
oh,
many
sure.
do. And so there we are. It was time to spend back at the home base, and that's what I've enjoyed doing as an older hotelier. I've been in the business 45 years, and so I knew what to do, which was lots of love and enrichment of the hotel to make it match the client base of Malta. There's two parts of Malta. There's the inside of Malta, the cultural homes of Malta, which is where we are based in a town called Balzan, as you probably remember. And then to the north is Mdina, which is the northern capital of or northern town of Malta. And in the south, of course, Valletta, which overlooks the whole of the Mediterranean, and is like a I can't describe it. What do you call Valletta? It's just an amazing city of so much history and culture that you're going back to the 1500s, Knights of Malta. You can't just describe it, can you, really, Stephanie?
Well, no.
How do you compare it? I mean, I don't know. You know better than I am in that regard.
There are other places like Dresden in eastern Germany in the Saxony region, like the city of Budapest, the Pest
side,
Paris. These are cities that, some of which, like Dresden, are lesser visited by Americans, unless, you know, people that have roots and, you know, are historically tied up into, you know, some place in history, whether it's World War II or earlier. These are very sophisticated, amazingly beautiful cities with history that goes back thousands of years and architecture that will blow your mind, and everything from, you know, great food and great shopping and cultural everything. And but what Malta has that you won't find in Paris, that you won't find in Dresden, that you won't find in Budapest, is all the seascapes and the forts.
Yeah.
And, you know, the water sports and the boating and the ability to take a 20-minute ferry to the island of Gozo, which is one of the islands that make up the archipelago that is Malta. And, I mean, it's just a remarkable place. And when you mentioned the Order of the Knights of St. John, the Cathedral of St. John is a place you could go into at 10 or 11 in the morning and stay until they threw you out at the end of the day because you don't know where to put your eyes. It is so detailed and ornate, and, you know, not even, you know, going into the business with the Caravaggio room. You know, we did not only some still photography, but I did an interview with Narsi Kalamata in an alcove that they set up for us with a little velvet rope so people wouldn't come prancing behind us inside the Cathedral of St. John, and we did a video clip. And we are about to launch a vlog, a video blog, basically, of travel interviews and snippets of interviews with people. So we're going to be announcing more information about that, but we did a wonderful piece in the Cathedral of St. John. And if that doesn't push you over the edge, that alone to go and see, it is a marvel. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. And I really want to focus in depth on, there are so many choices of where one can stay in Malta. I want to talk about the features and benefits of the Carinthia Palace Hotel and why you should consider choosing it over so many options in Malta. And get out your whatever's, your iPhone, your iPad, your laptop. You start planning your trip to Malta. You'll thank me for it. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms, I'll go sailing. It's far beyond.
are the stars. It's near beyond the moon.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Via, 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 di qui.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so delighted to have on the line with me David Woodward, the general manager of the Corinthia Palace Hotel in Malta. And this is just a gorgeous place and feels palatial in every way, except I will tell you that most palaces have a kind of cold and intimidating feel about them. And in spite of the fact that this is a hotel of some size and the grounds are quite substantial, there is this sense of coming home even when you've arrived for the very first time. You know, David, I have this two wonderful photos currently on my Facebook page, which ultimately will end up in one of my blog stories very soon. If it hasn't been posted, it may have already been posted. We were coming back from a day of running around. I think we had just come back from Gozo, from the island of Gozo, which is remarkable. And in the lobby, there was a bride and groom checking in, she in her wedding gown, him in his tuxedo. It is just, and they were so kind. I asked them if they minded if I took a photo of them. And so I did. And it was very nice to meet a couple who was married a few hours. It was just grand, grand. But you have an ideal location, not just for special events like a destination wedding, but also for really, I mean, you have the kinds of facilities that can cater to various kinds of groups, from incentive groups and other kinds of business conferences and people who need to catch up with other people they do business with in a location where the weather is grand. And at the same time, where somebody might want to celebrate a birthday or an anniversary. So maybe we can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Corinthia Villa, the hotel was firstly built by, purchased by Alfred Bazzani, and which was simply a residential villa, and that's called Corinthia, the Villa Corinthia, and to that was added at a much later stage the 150 bedrooms and the other facilities and the bar, the Caprice Bar, and our rickshaw restaurant lobby, and so on. But before, the villa itself, which is still exists as is our main dining room, event room, and so on. And it's simply a beautiful, beautiful colonial villa with its own separate entrance, which is used for stylish weddings, for restaurant evenings when it's not being used for private events, but now it's so popular, events seem to have overtaken the main use of it. And it's right next door. The other point is, it's right next door, literally walk across the road, and you come into San Anton Gardens, you may remember that when you were here, which is the home palace of the President of Malta. So our connection with firstly the events that the President's holding, where we do all the catering for her, and for our own events, for such weddings, is beautiful. It's private. It's a private area. Parking is good. We're in a residential area. We're in the middle of Malta. We're slap bang in the middle of Malta, 10 minutes from the airport, 10 minutes from the north, which is Mdina, and 10 minutes from the south, which is Valletta, as I said earlier. And literally, I mean, you can drive Malta from top to bottom in 20, 25 minutes, from side to side in about 15. So that's
yes,
the intimacy,
you know,
of the country.
Yeah, but you know what?
And we're right in the middle.
Small as it is, we had 4 complete days and a couple of hours in the morning to midday on the day we departed. So we had a little more than 4 complete days.
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of the fact that, you know, 10 or 15 minutes this way or that way or whatever way, there's too much to see. I could, the list of what we saw and experienced is a fraction of the list of things we have to come back to see. So for my audience, just because it's small, don't get fooled by that. Because it is just an action-packed place. And a good recommendation, plan to spend 5 or 6 nights at least. At least, if you can spend a week or more. Because you'd want to spend, I'm going to say you'd want to spend 5 days on the big island that is Malta and really intensively get to see everything that there is. And then, and you still won't see it all, by the way, but at least you'll feel, you'll feel better than I do, because right now I feel quite frustrated by what we didn't get to see. And also plan to spend at least 2 days, maybe 3, in Gozo, and take that lovely ferry trip across to Gozo. And this week before, I think they're showing it the whole month. HBO is showing, what's the name of it? By the Sea. It was a film with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and I think she also directed it. That was filmed on the island of Gozo, but they want you to think it's a French island. And so everybody is speaking French in various parts, and, you know, they're trying to make you think you're somewhere on some French island someplace.
No,
you are in Gozo, part of Malta. And so
Gozo is like time gone by, isn't it? It's like, you know, it's just time stood still, and it's a slower, more rural living style of Malta. Lots of wealthy people live there. You don't feel, the thing about Malta and Gozo for that matter is you don't feel it is a wealthy getaway country where a lot of people have retired and secretly live. And the word secret is true, because you don't see it, you don't feel it. You don't feel the wealth. You feel like you're in a little old island in the Mediterranean, which is true, but it's a very, very wealthy island, which governs also the business activity from a commercial standpoint that manages the whole of North Africa. I mean, we know the status of Libya. We know exactly how it is today, but it is still very, and was much more, a very, very wealthy capital, Tripoli, and Malta governed the commerce of that, and still does, and will do when it comes back again. There's a lot of commercial wealth in Malta which is not seen, a lot of insurance wealth, a lot of banking wealth, but more importantly, a lot of retired wealth. And I think I told you about the private Malta homes program we run, where people can actually come, tourists can come and stay and with us, and then go and visit private homes which are not advertised, we're not allowed to, and simply a tour guide will come and pick a guest up and take you to 2 or 3 homes that even I don't know about. Or have not been to, and you go on, you go in under the history of the wealth of Malta and live a life that you haven't seen before. You really haven't.
You know what just came to mind while you were speaking, David, and if you've just joined us, we're talking with David Woodward. He's the general manager of the Corinthia Palace Hotel in Malta. What came to mind is that Malta also reminds me a lot, while it's very different, there are some great similarities to Monaco and Monte Carlo. And I think, if you know, you're, I'm sure, having been there, you know, can see some of those kinds of similarities of rich history and beautiful architecture and being surrounded by the sapphire blue seas of the Mediterranean. I have a special message for the people of Pittsfield, Dalton, all the towns that line up around Pittsfield in Massachusetts, in Western Massachusetts, mm-hmm. from which we broadcast. Mm-hmm. Crane Paper, the people that manufacture the paper that our money is printed on, and which also has some very fancy boutique stationery shops in very fancy malls around America, mm-hmm. they're in the process as we speak. I don't know that they're operational yet. They may be. I'm just not in the know. Of opening a paper manufacturing facility in Malta to create the paper that the currency of various European countries is printed on. So for those of you at Crane headquarters who know how to live well, and I know you do, when you go to Malta, you want to, especially to go visit your paper and the money that it's going to become, go to the Corinthia Palace Hotel and be sure to ask to meet David Woodward. He will make you feel so at home. But even if he's off property, the staff is amazing. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. We're talking with David Woodward from the Corinthia Palace Hotel in Malta. Don't leave me.
Via, via, vieni via con me. Entra in questo amore buio, non perderti per niente al mondo. Via, via.
You're listening to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Castles in the air.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Oh, I am so happy to be talking with David Woodward, the general manager of the Corinthia Palace Hotel. Listen, if you're driving, don't run off the road trying to jot things down. We take care of tracking everything at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. So if you go to the homepage of sabrams.com and scroll down, you will find the show with David Woodward's interview. You can click. When you do, you'll find a link to their website and other pertinent information. And do go to travelers411.com and click on directory. Every single guest we interview, a directory is created for. And the directory gives you links to their archived audio, links to the photo gallery that they've created at our member photos site, and also links to be able to listen again or listen if you've missed something. But a special invitation, I was just telling David Woodward in the commercial break that I'm going to send along some contact information for the folks over at Crane Paper here in Pittsfield, because for those of you listening associated with Crane Paper who are going to be going to Malta because you're opening a facility to produce paper to print for upon which European currencies will be printed, I'm going to compare the Corinthia Palace Hotel in terms of quality of service to what one became accustomed to expect at Blantyre when it was run by Anne Fitzpatrick Brown and was the first Relais and Chateau property in North America. It has the charm and appeal of Wheatley, another very upscale, luxurious property here in Berkshire County. And yet it has the warmth and charm and delightfulness of the Red Lion Inn. So it's a place you've got to get to know. And once you've stayed there, I know you're going to want to play Let's Make a Corporate Deal so that you can send all your visitors to the Corinthia Palace Hotel when they're visiting Malta. I'm going to tell you also, many of those who go to Malta on business are going to start shopping around for their retirement plans because, you know, that's the kind of place people go to live as opposed to some retirement destinations people go to die. So it's just a lively, vibrant, very European, Baroque-style city and with history that goes back to the Phoenicians. So exciting, exciting place. Let's talk about some of the features and benefits of being a guest in the time we have remaining in this hour, David, because there are a lot of choices in Malta as to where one can stay. From your point of view, why should people choose the Carinthia Palace Hotel over other options?
As I was saying earlier, there's two types of visitors to Malta. One is, of course, the holidaymaker who wants what many people want, which is a nice seaside resort location. We are not that. And we're not better than that, but we're different to that, meaning we're in the middle of Malta. We have our own environment in which we have landscape floral decorations everywhere, gardens, indoor pool, outdoor pool, a lovely spa, three restaurants, and a private entrance. It's like a movie where you arrive at a mansion and you wonder where you are in when you get off a plane. And that's us. We're secretive, and so we have a staff here that know how to intimacize with a guest. Good morning, welcome. You know, why are you here? What do you need? You need a car. You need to go to Gozo. You need to do this, or you wait to be advised what to do. You want to go deep sea diving. You want to hire a boat for a day and go around the island. You know, it's a personal holiday. It's not a given holiday where you just rush out and have your beach resort holiday, which many people do want to have. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we have the connection to the San Anton Gardens, which is the presidential palace of Malta, as I mentioned earlier. And the president is often out and around her residential area, and people like to go and meet her and talk to her about what goes on in Malta and the history of Malta. And she makes herself available every day to meet guests from the Carinthia Palace to explain, she is Maltese, of course, and she knows much more about Malta than most people, and she's connected to the political hierarchy of Malta and understands what people want to know about Malta and the history of Malta, more important than anything else. The history of Malta is something in the South Mediterranean that enamors people. And may I say, as you of course are in North America, I mean we have received many guests through courtesy of the Malta Tourism Authority to come and stay with us from America. And the wow factor of the basics when I welcome an American guest here is so substantial. I haven't met an American guest, to be honest, and I mean this with all my heart, who hasn't said how lovely to be in Malta and how lovely to learn about Malta and to have a week here which they absolutely enjoy. So we're personal. That's what it is. We reflect Malta. We don't reflect a normal vacation. It's as simple as that.
But the place is so elegant. It is so uplifting to step into your lobby reception area. And you're right about things like the flowers and, you know, the marble, everything. And it's just, it's a grand place. And yet it isn't intimidating.
In Singapore, Stephanie, I'm sure many people of your listeners have gone to Singapore. In Singapore, there's an old, beautiful hotel called Raffles.
Oh, of course, famous.
And people have referred to us as, and I don't mind this at all, people have referred to us as the Raffles of Malta. And that, I think, epitomizes what I'm trying to say. For those of you who know both, I mean, or know Raffles, you'll get it. You'll understand what I mean.
Check out Carinthia.com, and I hope that we'll have an opportunity to speak with you again soon, and again soon in Malta, because there's so much I pine and lust to see that it was frustrating. We had to leave when we did. Because of our travel schedule. But next time, we'll go to all those places we missed out on.
You and your good husband made us feel proud to have you staying with us, I can assure you. And thank you for being so delicate and so commending to us for what you saw. You made us feel better, and better meaning knowing that we could offer more than we even realized we could, thanks to your visit. And
well,
thank you.
Thank you. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.